there are many people around the world who either have a language barrier, because we don't all speak the same language throughout the world. We have got millions and millions of dialects and many languages. To make a video that's going to go around the world needs a little bit of consideration apart from the place that you're starting it off with. We presume it is in London, in the UK. Most people speak English, and yet, even in England, we have many different dialects where, depending on who's doing the recording, others are unable to understand. So when we do a recording, we need to take into account, if you wanted to reach a particular section of a community, it's fine, you can use it the way you're doing it in the dialect that you're doing it. If you're doing it for a wider audience and you wanted to travel around the world several times, you need to make it accessible for them as well. Just talking is not always beneficial. Adding a photo would bring it closer. Sometimes it's even better to have words written for those people who are hard of hearing and aren't able to hear the voice. They can read the words, but that in itself needs to be done slowly and considerably in a way that is good. But there's another aspect, is that there are many people in the world who are possibly illiterate, and even if they're not, they've got learning disabilities or they've got dyslexia. We then have to think, we may have to include some sort of icon, a little picture that tells us what we're trying to say. So accessibility in the media needs to be fully inclusive, and in order to do that, we should have a bit of everything in the report.